Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, we got a great show for you here this morning, broadcasting live from Zoo Town Hardware and Garden. We are broadcasting live from Missoula this morning here with Montana Talks. If you're listening to KMPT, The Patriot, here in Missoula, come down and join us here on the show. I'm checking my microphones here. One sec. There we go. Okay, there we go. Yeah, we are broadcasting live. Come down, say hi. Come grab a snack or a beverage here at Zoo Town Hardware. We got Missoula City Council member Sandy Vasica in the house. Adam Hertz in the house. Jesse Ramos even in the house over there. But he's got a Fox News hit to hit here in just a few minutes. You guys have heard, we've got this incredible retired Border Patrol Chief, Chris Klemm, in Montana this week. In fact, I'll be the MC for these border security rallies every night this week, starting in Missoula tonight. Chief Klemm, an honor to have you here in Big Sky Country.
I'm glad to be here. This is great, a great opportunity to get the information about what's going on at the border out to everybody across the great state of Montana, so I'm happy to be here.
I enjoyed a great cigar with you yesterday at the Fool's Inn Cigar Lounge, right next to the Out of the Box Cigars shop, a brand new cigar shop here in Missoula. First off, what a great shop.
That was nice. It was a good intro into Montana. You know, I had just flown in earlier in the day, so to kind of just ease into it with good conversation, good people, and a good cigar, it was fun. Yeah,
yeah. Big thanks to Ken Wickman and Truman Tolson for hosting us, and Ken Weinheimer for lining it up as well. But the interesting thing that you shared is, you know, you've been out all across the country talking with folks, and you've run into some folks who are, you know, very, you know, they would describe themselves as liberal progressive folks. And you've actually been able to convince people that, I don't know why they need convincing right now, but the people that need convincing, what did you tell this guy that changed his mind, that convinced him?
Yeah, that was actually out there in Oakland, California, in the heart of Silicon Valley, and I was talking about border security and how oftentimes border security and immigration get conflated, and that's where you end up, you know, getting into, you know, this conversation of, well, if you're, you know, anti-immigrant, that means you're bad. Or if you're pro-border, you're anti-immigrant. Or if you're open, you know, border, then you're pro-immigrant. It's just nonsense. I'm like, you know, look, this is about keeping America safe. This is about securing our border. Our border patrol agents, they're our first line of defense here domestically. You know, our military is taking care of us around the world. But it is our border patrol agents and the resources they need to keep us safe. And as these horrific crimes that have been playing out across the country, you know, have become more and more regular. People are waking up. It's about public safety and national security. And I think that's what's resonating with people around the world, around the country.
Well, and your point, too, is like, okay, we can have the immigration debate, how to fix our immigration system. But that's separate. First and foremost, we've got to secure our border. We've
Absolutely.
Got a border security need first and foremost. Okay, quick break. Back with Chief Klemm and then City Councilmember Sandy Vasica right after that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Reality at the border with retired Border Patrol Agent Chief Clem. That's the event tonight, 6:30 p.m. at the DoubleTree Missoula Edgewater tonight. You'll get a chance to hear him, but he'll be with us for the rest of the week. So this is a very quick update with Chief Clem, and then he's going to join us on the radio more times this week as well for this statewide tour. Chief, though, by the numbers, how bad is it from your perspective? You're basically the equivalent of a two-star general as an SES, a senior executive that served in the Border Patrol as a sector chief.
Yeah, so the numbers really tell the story because oftentimes, you know, we can talk about different ideologies from administrations and policies, but we were working towards what I would say at the time was 25 years of my career, the most secure border, and that was based off decades of requirements, blood, sweat, and tears by Border Patrol saying, this is what we need to secure our border. We've had plenty of trial and error. We had certain types of walls, certain type of fence, certain type of technology, but we finally got the right package in place, and that was implemented under President Trump because he had the will to get it done. We went from, in 2019, just over 900,000 arrests by the Border Patrol to just over 405,000 arrests in 2020. We had a change in administration. Those numbers went up to 1.66 million, 2.2 million, hovered again over 2 million. And this year already, and we are in June, the official numbers through the fiscal year through May puts us at 1.69 million. So we are going to, you know, exceed 1.7, 1.8, one, maybe 1.9 million by the end of the fiscal year, which would put the third highest year on record. And it'd be the third highest of the 4 years of this administration. So that's how bad it is. There was a recent number that ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, is responsible for 7.4 million people currently on the non-detained docket, which means that's everybody that has been entered illegally or overstayed a visa that is not detained. They have a pending hearing. ICE is responsible for them. Not all 7.4 million came under Biden, but the number on that docket doubled in the last 2.5-3 years. And so there has been a huge increase of catch and release. It's a problem and everybody's dealing with it. Every city is a border city. Every state's a border state when you don't have border security. And, again, I'm out here to give the facts and give my opinion based on my experience when asked to get out there and secure our border so we can secure America.
Well, Chief, we're looking forward to joining you on this statewide tour in the days ahead, hearing more from you. But, yeah, just this guy's the real deal. He's a war fighter. He's to secure our country. He's not just some, paper-pushing bureaucrat, yes man. Like, this guy, like, said what needed to be said and then finally had enough, and now he's really saying what needs to be said. So, Chief, we'll look forward to seeing you down the road here over the week.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on. Look forward to the conversation throughout the week.
Definitely.
Thank you.
All right. Tell our friends at Fox hi for us.
You were.
Speaking of an invasion, he's talking about this invasion of illegal aliens. Well, what about the transient invasion? This is something that's been brewing for quite some time now here in the Garden City of Missoula. Missoula City Council member Sandy Vasica. Sandy, always great to see you.
Yeah, always great to be here. Thanks for having me on. Last council meeting, we went until about 4 a.m. I think it was the longest council meeting ever. And we were passing a resolution with the intent to have buffer zones for urban, quote unquote, urban camping. To put those buffer zones 50 feet away from the river, riparian zones, I believe 100 or 300 feet for a private property, 100 feet of a residential building, 300 feet of a shelter facility. You know, just having these buffer zones away from private businesses, away from shelters, away from residences, away from playgrounds, away from daycares, just to make sure that people who actually pay the tax dollars can actually feel safe in their neighborhoods and the parks that they are paying for. And we got a lot of pushback saying that this is not empathetic, saying that this is inhumane. However, you're not allowed to camp on public property anyways. So this is just enforcing a civil penalty. It's not even a fine. It's not even a criminal infraction. It's nothing like that. It's just enforcing rules so that the police and other private business owners have the authority to have safety buffers in their area. So I'm really excited about that. Tonight we're talking about the ordinance to have these buffer zones in place. Hopefully we get that passed tonight. I am one of the sponsors of this ordinance. We have been getting a lot of pushback from a lot of the folks, like I mentioned, who think that this is very unsympathetic to houseless individuals. So if you are a fan of these buffer zones, which we have gotten a lot of emails and I've gotten a lot of phone calls and a lot of people just passing me on the street or coming up to me after meetings saying that they are a fan, they're just afraid to say something because of all the pushback. They're afraid to get yelled at. They're afraid that their businesses will get vandalized because there's a lot of anger and a lot of passion from both sides on this. So I would really appreciate it if some people did come to the council meeting tonight and did voice their support for this.
You know, it's crazy. I was talking with Jim Brown, who is the current president of the Montana Public Service Commission, and he's running for state auditor. But he dropped by earlier this morning as I was getting set up here at Zootown Hardware for the show. And he was saying he's at the State Funeral Directors Association. They're having their state convention, basically, in Missoula. And even the funeral homes are like, we are having to deal with all sorts of problems from transients. So, but it's daycares, it's downtown hotels. I mean, almost everybody I've talked to over the weekend here in Missoula, they're like, yeah, we're all doing this. It's a constant challenge. But see, it's just the working class folks and the business owners that have to deal with these. But who is pushing back on this stuff at this point?
It's a lot of the folks that work at the shelters are saying that we're being unsympathetic to these folks. But my issue is not with the homeless individuals that are just down on their luck. My issue is with the transients who are deliberately breaking the law and who are leaving their needles and leaving trash and leaving and defecating on our public property so that I and other taxpaying citizens cannot come with their children and play in the parks.
All right, hold that thought. More with Sandy Vasuka next.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, I was joking earlier. You know, Jesse Ramos was here. He was escorting Chief Clem around, the Border Patrol chief, who's headlining that border security rally tonight. But Jesse Ramos was here. He's now the state director for AFP Montana. And by the way, AFP Montana is sponsoring that event tonight. They're also sponsoring an event that we're going to be doing here at Zootown Hardware about 30 minutes after we wrap up this show. You know, we've done a similar event. We were at the Ace Hardware in Lewistown, and we did a radio show from Lewistown, and then we did an event at the Ace Hardware in Lewistown. Today we're at the Do It Best Zootown Hardware store here in Missoula, and doing a similar event where we're going to be passing out gift cards for you. Again, paid for by Americans for Prosperity Montana. We're going to have gift cards for you starting at 10:30, going until about 12:30 to help you fight inflation. So if you're listening in Missoula or nearby, come down and see us between 10:30 and 12:30. We'll have a gift card for you. I'd love to say hi. But, you know, Jesse Ramos, he was like the lone conservative on the Missoula City Council. And then Adam Hertz was like the lone conservative on the Missoula City Council. He's with us now. We'll chat with him here in a second as well. And then Sandy Vasuka, it's on you now. You're kind of that lone voice in the wilderness here on the Missoula City Council. We were joking during the break. It's like, how do we describe what you're up against? Because some of even the more liberal-leaning folks on the Missoula City Council are now working with you, and they're like, yeah, we got to do something. We've got to change something. Because this is not working. It's bad for the Clark Fork River. We got drug needles and feces on the riverbank. It's bad for our parks that we pay so dearly for. You were the one who told us you couldn't even take your kid to a city park because transients are defecating in the water fountain. But yet there's this permanent protest class on the left that What goofball cause are they going to be protesting for today? What's their goofball cause? This is now their cause. It's like, oh, well, we just want no limits on transients whatsoever. So this is what they're protesting for. And so that's the fight within the left right now against some of these reasonable proposals that you're putting forward, right?
Yeah, and I'm a huge fan of people voicing their opinions, and I just happen to disagree with the majority of the folks that do come down to the meetings. One of the folks that was protesting or said some of the testimony against this resolution and this ordinance that we are proposing, we have an 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. Allowance of you being able to camp as long as it's not within these buffer zones on public property. And then one person said, I implore you all right now to set your alarm to 8 o'clock, set it for 8 o'clock in the morning right now. You have to wake up at 8 o'clock and you have to gather your stuff. And I'm sitting there like, I wake up at 6 o'clock. What are you talking about? It's just, we have a lot of these folks who, yes, they are passionate, but I don't agree with, if you live in a civilized society, you have to adhere to civilized society rules. And you can live however you want as long as you're not infringing on other people's right to exist in the society. And what these folks are doing, what these transients are doing, like I said, not the people who are down on their luck, not the people who are trying to pick themselves out of a bad spot. These folks that are deliberately moving here because of the lawlessness, because they can get away with this. It is incredibly frustrating, not only for business owners, but for parents. I get families with young kids, older kids. They live right across from the MRL Park and they haven't been able to play there. The Johnson Street Shelter started when I first got on council. And what, this is 5 years later, it was supposed to be a temporary shelter. 5 years later, and now it's proposing to be a year-long shelter. And so if you were born in 2019, you grew up across the street from a park and you have not been able to play there your entire life. And it's incredibly frustrating for them. This ordinance is allowing folks to actually be able to use the services that their tax dollars are paying for.
Yeah, and former state representative and former city councilman Adam Hertz, of course, now you're still in touch with the business world and the political world through your real estate work here in the area. But this overnight camping issue isn't something that just popped up overnight, to use a pun, shall we? I mean, this has been in the making because of, just like we have open borders policies with illegal aliens, we have basically these policies that encourage this transient invasion for quite some time now.
Yeah, we have to be a nation and a city of laws and rules, and it can't just be pure lawlessness like we're seeing at the border right now. I've got three young daughters, and as Sandy said, there's so many city parks that we just wouldn't take our daughters to. It's just, it doesn't feel safe. And I get that it's a really complicated situation. It's not illegal to be homeless. It's not illegal to have mental health issues. But it needs to be a city of laws where people can feel safe using public property.
Yeah, Sandy, we're still awaiting the U.S. Supreme Court's decision in this Grants Pass case. And I know our friends in Bozeman are closely watching this as well, because, some great local business owners there like Dane Fletcher and Mike Hope, they're speaking out about it. Right. But what you're telling me already proves something that it isn't too hard to predict, that even if the U.S. Supreme Court overturns Grants Pass and says, no, cities and municipalities can set restrictions in place against these transients, liberal city governments in Missoula and Bozeman will still do whatever they can to come up with excuses for why they won't crack down on this transient invasion.
Well, and even with the Ninth Circuit Court decision still how it is, we can only enforce these rules if there are actual beds available in shelters, and there are beds available in the shelters. It's not full. Despite what folks are saying, we get updates about how many beds are being full and what the occupancy rate is. And there are still plenty of beds. These folks, and I can understand why these folks don't want to go to the Johnson Street shelter. One person that we've spoken to said that she, I'm sorry, this is not radio appropriate, but she didn't want to go to the shelter because she's tired of being sexually assaulted there. And there's just pure lawlessness at the shelters. And I don't know how we can get the law, the rules to be where you don't rape somebody in the shelters, to get those, to make that stop happening. But if something needs to be done, Adam said, we are a city of laws, and people need to be able to feel safe in those shelters. And what's happening now is not working. And I am excited about partnering with a lot of the people that I usually disagree with on this ordinance, like Stacey Anderson, Gwen Jones, Amber Sherrill, Mirta Becerra, Mike Nugent. Those are all sponsors of this. I think Mirta is a sponsor of this. And I'm very happy to be sponsoring with them on this, just to show that this is, no matter what political spectrum you're on, this adheres to everybody, and it will help everybody. And it just shows that we can come together on things that we agree on.
Yeah, no, very interesting. Very interesting to see that even, like you say, some folks who are further to the left than you politically are recognizing that something needs to change and something needs to be done, but yet they're getting that angry, hostile pushback from the very, very radical left that you see kind of in other debates take shape as well.
Yeah, there are two council members that are really against this. It's my ward mate, Kirsten Jordan, and Ward 3 councillor Daniel Carlino. And it's just kind of funny. My ward, Ward 6, they elected me. They elected Kirsten Jordan. So it's just kind of, you don't know what's going on in Ward 6. But they are really against this. And I don't agree with my ward mate on a lot of it. And I definitely don't agree with her on this. They're really pushing for another authorized campsite. And there was one that was over by the Super Walmart back in 2019, 2020. And that was, what are the appropriate words for radio? That was not good. It was not a very good experiment. It was complete lawlessness. There was drug trafficking. There was human trafficking. There were people that couldn't go to their businesses that were next door because the folks that were at that ACS, the authorized campsite, wouldn't let people go into their businesses until they paid them to get by them, otherwise with threats of violence. And a lot of those businesses around that place had to shut down. So I am very, very, very hesitant about authorizing another ACS. I know that some of my council members, some of the sponsors on this, I think, are looking into it. But I do not think I'd be in support of that.
Well, and again, what we see here is those that claim to be the most empathetic or compassionate to people that are in these tough situations actually are causing more harm to the very people they claim to be protecting. You mentioned the woman who doesn't even want to go stay in one of these shelters because not just fear, like actual sexual assault that she's faced, that she says she faced in these shelters. And so you're taking, you know, if you had a young woman that came upon tough times here in Missoula, and we could talk about other cities where it's the same way, and now instead of, you know, focusing and consolidating truly helpful, safe resources to somebody like her, we've brought all these, you know, drug dealing, criminal, transient dudes from other places, Oregon, San Francisco, wherever, to threaten her. It's just like we're actually harming the very people that they're claiming to want to protect.
Yeah, and these shelters are, I think the proper word is low barrier entry. So you don't have to be sober to be on them or to enter these shelters. And that's detrimental to a lot of folks who are in this situation because of addiction. And so if you are trying to get sober or you are trying to kick a habit, and then you want a nice place or a warm bed at night in the cold, or you want some AC in the summer, and you go around all these folks that are high on drugs, drunk on alcohol, they're doing this bad behavior, and it's just not helping folks that are trying to kick the habit. And so I think that, I know that folks that are in this situation have already sacrificed a lot of their comforts, but I think that if we are going to use tax dollars to do this, we need to have a little help from them as well. And, you know, we need to have a little bit of compromise. Like, you cannot be high, you cannot be drunk if you're going to be using these facilities, because what are our tax dollars going to? Are we paying these tax dollars for you to keep funding your habit? So it's we can talk about this all day.
Yeah, exactly. I know we can, but I know you got to run. City Council Member Sandy Vasica here on the Missoula City Council. Great to see you as always. Thanks for all you're doing. And we got to run to a quick break. I know you got to run. So thanks for being with us. Thank you. And then we'll get a reaction from Adam Hertz. Coming up right after this, former Missoula City Council member, and plus talk some good business news as well. There's some good positive kind of business news here in the Missoula area as well that we definitely want to highlight. So quick break. We'll get to Adam Hertz right after this. And then, come down and see us. We are at Zootown Hardware. Zootown Hardware right by the mall.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordland.
Republican U.S. Senators Chuck Grassley of Iowa and Roger Marshall of Kansas are pressing the Biden administration on the steps it's taking to address the recent surge of used cooking oil imports. Last year, the U.S. imported 3 billion pounds of used cooking oil, half of which came from China. That's up a total of 200 million pounds imported in 2020. The senator sent a letter to the EPA, USDA, and U.S. Trade Representative's office, along with Customs and Border Protection. They point out concerns by some in the renewable fuels industry that large amounts of imported UCO may be a blend of UCO with virgin vegetable oil, such as palm oil, which is directly linked to deforestation in Southeast Asia. They say that would constitute fraudulent value distortion of the commodity designed to take advantage of tax incentives, in addition to renewable identification number fraud under the renewable fuel standards. They want to ensure the integrity of clean fuel policies for U.S. farmers. In other news, U.S. sales of four-wheel drive tractors increased just under 10% in May compared to last year, according to the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. The increase follows April's uptick of 24% compared to a year before. The data also indicates U.S. year-to-date sales of four-wheel drive tractors up 3.2%. I'm Wayne Nordblatt.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, jumping right back into it here with Montana Talks, broadcasting live from Zootown Hardware and Garden. And then, yeah, starting at 10:30, paid for by Americans for Prosperity Montana. We're going to have some gift cards if you want to come down and say hi between 10:30 and 12:30. Have some gift cards to help you fight inflation, or at least try to deal with the inflation going on out there from all this massive government spending. Adam Hertz, former state representative, former Missoula City Council member, now, of course, doing very well in the real estate business here in Missoula. You know what? Let's start with the good news before we get into some of the, you know, big topics that we just covered with Sandy. What's the good news here in Bozeman? In Missoula. I was just in Bozeman on Thursday. Go.
The good news is we're not Bozeman.
Yeah. I was going to say, there, man, you think you're growing here. Bozeman's going insane.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's pretty wild. I have to say, I used to hang out in Bozeman during college. I went to college here in Missoula, but I used to hang out in Bozeman quite a bit. And then I hadn't been back until like 3 or 4 years ago. And I went downtown Bozeman, and I could not believe it. It's unrecognizable from 20 years ago. Missoula's had growth and, you know, a lot of positive change, some of it not necessarily positive, but it's still Missoula. Yeah, right? But Bozeman
was wild. There's parts of it where you're like, wow, like that new Merck development is like crazy nice.
From Bozeman developers who did that.
Oh, really? Oh, interesting. Makes sense. Yeah, yeah. But then, yeah, it's right. It's like, right, you go by stocks and you go by... the Iron Horse and still feels still old school Missoula.
Yeah. So it's a good mix. But no, I think you know, things are good in Montana in general, you know, compared to a lot of the country.
Yeah, it's better to be growing and dealing with the issues of growth than to be dying and figuring out a way to revive your community, right?
Yeah, exactly. So we are victims of our own success, but you know, at the end of the day, it is success.
What and just some great businesses too, and I think the growth in the Bitterroot, it's just pretty interesting to see the growth in the Flathead, the growth in the Bitterroot. Do you think the demographic in Missoula could slowly change over time? Because you were telling me earlier how even the people that were the COVID refugees that moved into Missoula, they're very conservative. They had to get the heck out of Dodge or those other places. And then I think they showed up in Missoula and realized, oh, wait a minute. Missoula's a little bit, the politics in Missoula is a little like the place I left. But that is there enough of that influx to change the demographic? It certainly helps with statewide elections, but maybe not too much with local elections.
Yeah, it mostly didn't happen within the city limits. Most of those folks were looking to be out in the county, or they were looking to be in the Bitterroot. Our team covers the Bitterroot too in Lake County, and so
yeah.
You know, most of that growth was kind of outside of Missoula proper.
Yeah,
that we dealt with.
Back on the topic that we were covering with Sandy Vasica here. Frank in the Flathead sent us a message on our Montana Talks app. Beware of the homeless vagrant industrial complex of NGOs and shelters. There's a few well-meaning people that work at the shelters, but the leftists behind the NGOs desire to use government funding for political activism to increase services and increase the amount of so-called clients. You're taking what Frank had to say.
You know, I hate to be that cynical about it, but sometimes it does kind of feel that way. I mean, there's sort of this survival mechanism of any business or bureaucrat or NGO of well, if we solve a problem, if we fix it, you know, are we still going to exist? And I hate to be that cynical about it, but sometimes it feels a little bit that way.
Well, you know, and also, you know, not only do we care about, you know, well, all homeless in general, right? The people that are truly falling on tough times, but, you know, homeless mothers in particular, right? But also homeless veterans. We all care about our homeless veterans, but you think about it. They've been taking away support services for homeless veterans in parts of America and giving services to illegal aliens. I mean, it's like we've got VA resources that have been diverted to help illegal aliens. So I was in Lodgegrass on the Crow Nation talking with friends there, and it's like, okay, they're taking all of our money and giving it to all these other people in all these other countries, or coming from all these other countries, and then you and I are paying for it, and higher inflation, gas prices, grocery prices, interest rates to try to buy a new home. And I think that really resonates with people. I think they get it, that like, we're taking from homeless veterans, we're taking from, you know, from all of us, taxes, inflation, everything else, to give it to all these other people from all these other countries. And then when it comes to the transients, we're giving all these services to all these people from all these other states, and we're taking away support dollars from our own people.
Yeah, I think there's truth to that. I mean, we want to be Reagan's shining city on the hill, but the problem is, you know, if you're attracting folks that want to show up and want to, you know, help solve our housing crisis, build homes, swing a hammer, hang sheetrock, that's fantastic, but that just doesn't seem to be what's primarily crossing the border right now. From what we're seeing. And I think, you know, to Sandy's point, my wife and I drove by the Pavarillo Center the other day, late at night, looking for somebody. And we were driving, it was probably 10:30 at night or something, driving through the street behind it. And there were people sitting out on the back steps shooting up. And it's like, if you're a homeless veteran, if you're a homeless family, whatever, you know, that's not a safe place to be. And to Sandy's point, I mean, it's like, you know, are we helping folks or are we enabling folks?
Yeah, good point. Man, what else do you want to tell folks across Montana? Anything business-wise, real estate-wise? Do you see, well, let's throw a business one at you. Like, I mean, if Trump gets elected, if Trump and Tim get elected, if Trump and Tim Sheehy get elected this November, get sworn in January, I mean, I could see a total game changer on our southern border. I could see a total game changer when it comes to foreign policy just in general. I mean, Biden and Tester got us on the brink of World War III right now. But, I mean, could you also see where, okay, maybe we start to see inflation go back down. We start to see interest rates go back down. I mean, you know, Barack Obama joked about Donald Trump and how Trump thought he could just wave his magic wand and everything would be cool, right? But Donald Trump must have waved a pretty big magic wand because, man, things were working when Trump was president. That's what I've told some of my friends that don't like Trump. I'm like, okay, so even if you're a Democrat, it's like, okay, but did you like the 4 years and his policies and the economy and your pocketbook compared to what you're seeing right now? So just vote for him. And vote for Tim, and then shut off your TV for the next 4 years, right? And get over it and just enjoy the economic benefits that flow.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, I don't want Trump to be the pastor at my church. I don't, you know, I don't think he's a man of great character. He's not a particularly good role model. But if you just look from a policy perspective, and if you look at, you know, what we experienced in those 4 years, I think it's undeniable that those are better 4 years than the years that we've had to suffer through Joe Biden and John Tester's failed policies.
Well, Adam Hertz, great to see you as always. Thanks for coming down and joining us. Thanks for sticking around and for introducing us to some great folks here. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks for coming. Yeah, great to see you. And by the way, tell your dad we're going to be in Kalispell tomorrow, live from Penco Power Products tomorrow.
So. All right. I'll let him know. You should drag him up there.
Yeah, we should. We'll pick him up on the way.
Yeah.
You know, save some gas money, you know. All right. Great to see you. Hey, she just popped up to the microphone. I'm assuming she wants to talk. Do you want to talk on the radio here this morning?
Well, sure. I can talk on the radio.
Why
we'll
not?
We'll see how it goes.
Why not? So, Lissa, is it Shy Davids?
Yes, it is.
Lissa, not so shy.
Not
Davids.
So shy. No.
All right. So she's with AFP Montana.
Yes.
And you had a whole crew out at the Fusion Fights Under the Lights Saturday night. What'd you think?
It was fantastic. You know, I did Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu for a couple years. And so I always loved being able to get back out and watch the fights on my own. But to also have a group of like-minded individuals who also care about securing liberty and reigniting the American dream. As Gen Zers, that this fight was really, really cool. And obviously you did a great job representing us there. So thank you for that. Yeah, it was awesome.
Well, I shared some photographs and some videos on our Montana Talks website. Yeah, it was on, you know, the baseball field, Ogren Field, home to the paddleheads, the Clark Fork River. You got, you know, the mountains in the background, Mount Jumbo, Mount Sentinel. Absolutely incredible. And you had a great crew of volunteers, young people, young ladies at the University of Montana, young ladies here for the summer that are ready to fight for our country and fight for the future of our country. And I know a lot of our listeners, that's what's going to motivate them is young people, young women, leading the way, leading the charge.
Yep. And I've said this time and again, I think that we are starting to see as the tide turns with millennials and Gen Z, that we are fed up with Joe Biden's policies. He's done absolutely nothing to help my generation. I graduated college in 2021 into a horrible economy, really struggled to find work, struggled to pay for things, got married in 2022. And 2022 was actually like one of the years where inflation was the highest. And so you can only imagine my brand new husband and I trying to navigate energy costs and rising rent prices. And there's just so much going on where I definitely think that young people are waking up to how difficult things have become.
You mean when you were in school, they told you to shut up and wear a mask and you can't play sports. And then now you can't afford a house because of their policies and gas prices. So you mean to tell me, why would you vote for that?
Why would you vote for that again? I mean, Biden is a disaster.
That's right.
Yeah.
Lissa, with AFP Montana, she's runs the Missoula office here.
Yes, so. I do. I'm the grassroots engagement director.
All right, pop downtown and see him, and great to see him. By the way, we've got a great photo of her whole crew. Go to MontanaTalks.com. All right, we're going to chat with a great guy running the shop here at Zootown Hardware right after this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Studios.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
So cool as I'm doing this radio show across the state, going to different businesses, doing these other events at local businesses. It's so cool. So many of these local businesses I'm finding are now being owned, now being run by veterans, military veterans who just got done after 20 plus years of service and they made it back home to Montana. That's the story here of Damon Leishman at Zootown Hardware and Garden. Damon, thanks for your military service, 21 plus years of service. You grew up in St. Ignatius. You were a Green Beret. That's incredible for most of that tenure. Now you're back home in Montana owning and running a business. Pretty cool deal.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely a big jump from the military into the civilian sector here, running this hardware store here by the mall, Zootown Hardware and Garden. And like Aaron said, from St. Ignatius, go Bulldogs. But we live out in Frenchtown now, go Bronx, but we're rooting for the Grizz here.
That's right. And you know, 21 plus years in the military. But before we talk more about that, just tell us about Zootown Hardware and Garden. Brand new facility. I mean, you even painted the walls yourself. It's a beautiful shop you got here. What do you want to tell folks across Missoula and then people that travel up from the Bitterroot or elsewhere too?
Yeah, so location-wise, we're next to Shields Hobby Lobby. So everyone's in play here. You can come by here. We are part of the Do It Best Co-op. We're our own business, but we use the Do It Best Co-op for that buying power. So we bring in these extra lines of Channel Lock, Greenworks, Milwaukee that you won't find even in the box store. So you get that customer service, still get the competitive pricing with, you know, the local hometown feel that we have.
Yeah. You know, we've done our radio show and we've been doing these events. We've been at the Do It Best, the Great Falls Lumber in Great Falls. We've been at the Ace Hardware in Lewistown, at the Ace Hardware in Billings, here at Zootown today. One of the things that's interesting is, you know, we talk with all these business owners like yourself, is how everybody is doing what they can to battle inflation, to keep the prices as low as they can for their customers. But I know that because I know there can be a challenge right now in particular.
Yeah, absolutely. What we do is we try and look forward a little more strategic thinking and look to make orders about 6 months out so we can order in bulk, time those orders with the vendors and get it here direct. And so that's how we try to keep prices down. And that's really the main item right there right now, obviously.
Yeah. I mentioned you were a Green Beret. Active duty military. You started as 11 Mike infantryman in the Bradley fighting vehicles and more, and probably your share of dismounted time. And then you made it through the selection process, became a Green Beret, and eventually retired. You were the team sergeant eventually. And then, man, just an incredible career. But you were the weapons sergeant, so you were the gun guy on a Green Beret A-team. Remarkable career.
Yeah, absolutely. I ended up retiring as a company sergeant major out of 10th group. For those who know the community, I was out of Fort Carson, but I spent my life in 7th group as a weapons sergeant. So it seemed like a natural transition coming back home to Missoula and starting up a hardware store.
Yeah, that's incredible. So we'll just call you Sergeant Major then from here on out.
That's right, Fort Bend, Georgia.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Man, of course, we got a ton of great SF veterans here in the Missoula area. A lot of the leadership in the Devil's Brigade Special Forces Association here in the Missoula area, down in the Bitterroot and elsewhere across the state. And, man, just remarkable individuals. And a lot of people think of the Green Berets as being these guys that, you know, kick in the door and the shooters taking down top terrorist targets. You do that. You can do that. You do that. But really, man, you guys are like the master's degree, PhD thinkers, foreign language experts. So crazy what all you guys can do.
Yeah, definitely. You know, on the battlefield, there's a lot more than just shooting that you see from the war movies. It's, you know, very strategic, very cerebral at times, where you're really trying to engage and leverage your partners on the field to make things happen. And that's a lot of what Special Forces Green Berets did, was kind of that the unconventional side, a little bit in the background. Hence, yeah, I made a joke earlier today. If I was a Navy SEAL, I'd be running for Congress, but I'm not a SEAL. I'm Green Beret, so I'm defaulting to running a business.
There you go. Well, no, I've heard that. I've heard there's been studies that have been done that have shown that, like, Army guys like to become entrepreneurs because you're used to just being out there in a small team environment. And you got to figure out, you got to, FITFO was the acronym I heard in Bozeman last Thursday. Just figure it the you know what out was the acronym, but you just got to figure it out. And as a small business owner, you just got to figure it out, right?
Yeah, I mean, we like SOPs coming out of the military, so we like to try and get processes rolling and, you know, work in that whole human domain as well with the workforce and dealing with customers. It's awesome.
What's it been like just being a small business owner here over the past couple of years?
It's had its ups and downs. The shopping is definitely a problem here in Missoula, but people are great. One thing I like about Missoula is everyone returns their shopping carts. That's real nice.
Really? See, that's amazing. See, there we go. There's another good thing about Missoula. There's so many good things about Missoula, but that's a good. I don't get it. I'm like, why do people just leave their shopping carts out in the middle of nowhere, right out in the middle of the thing? It's like, obviously, you could walk through the entire grocery store, but you couldn't walk your cart back to the little cart return area. I was just like, well, where do these people come from?
Not here, though. Missoula's really good about it. So
hey, well,
I appreciate that.
All right. Well, very good. Well, thanks again for letting us do the show from here. Great location. And if you're listening to Missoula right now, starting around 10:30, we'll have some free gift cards for you between 10:30 and 12:30. If you come on down, our friends from AFP Montana will be here to hook you up with a gift card, try to help you, you know, weather the inflation that's out there. So, but thanks again to you and your whole team here.
Awesome. Hey, thanks for coming down, Aaron. Appreciate
it. Yeah, good to see you. Okay, let's see. Tomorrow, Tuesday's show, we will be in Kalispell. We are broadcasting live from Penco Power Products. That's Tuesday in Kalispell. If you're listening to KJJR, come down and see you. I mentioned we got the gift card giveaway starting here in about 32 minutes. Coming up tonight in Missoula is the border security rally with Chief Clem. You got to hear from Chief Clem earlier. SecureBorderSecureMontana.com to get your free ticket for that rally tonight. You're going to want to hear Chief Clem. I'm telling you, this guy is a real deal warfighter for this country. All right, great to be with you again live from Kalispell, Pemco Power Products tomorrow.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice.